I was probably, I don't know, 3-4 years old. It was a rainy day, and I wanted to do something else. I don't know what I wanted to do. As a little kid, I had all kinds of little projects I wanted to work on, and most of them were outside. I was always an outside kid. And it began to rain. And I was, well, I probably did use one of the few cuss words that I knew at the time. And saying to my dad that it was raining and everything I'd planned was now, I couldn't do it. And he looked me right in the eye and with a very serious look, no smile, never curse the rain, Jerry. And I've never forgotten that because I knew later what he meant because our farm was sandy. We never had enough rain. And for the crops to amount to anything, every drop of water that fell on our land was precious. And I grew up seeing water not just as something that helped our crops grow, which it surely did, but something that had to be respected. And indeed, to see it as something sacred. It is something we've got to cherish. Our very lives depend on water. I am trying my darndest to help people through my stories realize that there's another way of thinking about our relationship to water. And not everybody has had that opportunity that I've had to grow up at a time in a place where water was not in abundance. So water has meant a lot to me. It's been a part of my life all along. I don't do much fishing anymore. I used to do a lot of it, both in summer and in winter. I did a lot of swimming and I enjoyed it. It's a way to teach my kids something about the relationship of water to nature and the appreciation of it. It's been integral all along. Never curse the rain.